This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The death toll in Sikkim flash flood disaster has risen to 30, including 9 Indian Army personnel. 81 people are still missing. A total of 1,320 houses were severely damaged and 13 bridges washed away after the glacial-fed Lonark Lake triggered a flash flood in Teesta River on Wednesday. A total of 30 relief camps are open where over 7,000 people have taken shelter. Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang visited the disaster-affected areas at Naga in Mangan district and a relief camp today. The Chief Minister showed full support and assistance to people. He also provided financial aid for emergency purposes. Minister of State for Home Affairs Ajay Kumar Mishra today chaired a meeting with Sikkim Chief Secretary, other departments, Army and other organizations at Tashi Ling Secretariat in Gangtok. He said the central government is closely monitoring the situation in Sikkim and all necessary assistance of the state is being provided. Mr. Mishra also visited the flash flood devastated areas in Rangpo and Bardang. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has expressed grief over the loss of lives, including army personnel, in the recent flash floods in Sikkim. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said their sacrifice while being deployed in forward areas in the service of the nation will not be forgotten. Defence Minister added that search operations to rescue remaining 14 soldiers and missing civilians are underway. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said the time has come to uproot terrorism from the country. He said, for that, we will now have to work towards zero-tolerance strategy and zero-tolerance action. Mr. Shah was addressing the 49th All India Police Science Congress in Dehradun today. The Union Minister said in the last 9 years, the central government has made significant achievements in improving law and order in Jammu and Kashmir, left-wing extremist region and the northeast. The Home Minister said development has gained momentum due to a reduction in violence in leftist areas. Earlier today, the Home Minister also chaired the 24th meeting of the Central Regional Council at Narendra Nagar in Dehri district. The 52nd GST Council meeting was held in New Delhi today under the chairmanship of Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, Union Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary, Finance Ministers of States and Union Territories attended the meeting. Briefing media after the meeting, Finance Minister Sitharaman said the Council has taken the decision to reduce GST on molasses from 28% to 5%, which will benefit sugarcane farmers. She informed that flour containing 70% millet will attract 0% GST if sold in other than prepackaged and labelled form. She added that if the same is sold prepackaged and labelled, it will attract 5% GST. Talking about the amendments regarding GST appellate tribunal, the finance minister said the president will now have the tenure up to the maximum age of 70 years from 67 years. The Israeli military has said it has responded with airstrikes into Gaza and launched Operation Iron Swords in reply to the surprise attack by Palestinian militant outfit Hamas today. The Israel Air Force has launched an attack with dozens of fighter jets targeting Hamas in the Gaza Strip at several locations. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declared that Israel is at war. Meanwhile, the death toll in Israel from the Hamas attack has risen to 40 and is expected to rise further. More than 700 people have been wounded in the attack. The development comes after a surprise attack by Hamas with a barrage of rockets firing into southern and central Israel today. Hamas has claimed to have captured several Israeli soldiers near the border after its militants entered Israel. Several world leaders have condemned the attack on Israel by Hamas militants. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed shock at the Hamas attack on Israel. In a social media post, he said, India stands in solidarity with Israel at this difficult hour. Israel's ambassador to India, Naor Gilon, appreciated the support of the people of India. India has advised its nationals in Israel to remain vigilant and observe safety protocols in view of the current situation in the country. The Indian Embassy in Israel has urged people to observe caution, avoid unnecessary movement, and stay close to safety shelters. In case of emergency, the embassy can be contacted at +972352226748, and a message can also be sent at cons1.telaviv@mea.gov.in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.